Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. You are at the right place. If you are a physician or healthcare entrepreneur looking to grow, become an entrepreneur and grow your practice, I know many of you are practice owners. Maybe you have your own business. You want to get started, don't know where to start, and maybe you're confused about what's going on in terms of how to get more exposure to your practice. So we got an amazing expert here. His name is Andrew Newland. He is the founder and CEO of Functional Medicine Marketing. He's a digital strategist who works exclusively with functional and integrative medicine clinics. He's helped providers nationwide and around the world grow their visibility, attracting patients, and regain time by building innovative, sustainable marketing systems. His agency specializes in SEO, search engine optimization. I'm not sure what that stands for, which are SEO-first strategies built for longevity, not just quick wins. And I got a little bit of a marketing background, but I cannot do justice and keep up with all the changes that are going on with the SEO marketing. So I'm glad to have an expert here. So welcome to the program, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Dr. Mike. I'm excited to be here. It's a beautiful day and we're going to get into it.
All right. So let's talk about yourself. You know, how did you get into marketing? Why functional medicine? Yeah, just tell me about your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife and I got married right out of college. We started having kids really young and we just dove right into entrepreneurship. At the time, I had a background in high school of landscaping, building patios, retaining walls, the hardscaping side. We're here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And so right after we got married, dove in, started our own landscaping company, which is obviously tough because it's super seasonal. And here in Colorado Springs, it sounds like we get tons of snow, so you could do a bunch of snow plowing. That isn't necessarily really true. It's actually pretty mild here. We get some big snows, but nothing major. So it was kind of this up and down, you know, just very seasonal, you know, real great times of money coming in, and then just some really hard times as well. And, you know, and then we've all of a sudden got four little kids, hungry mouths to feed, lots of diapers we need, and just put a lot of pressure on the business. And it was hard. And as I look back, I just realized that there was a lot of lacking in me personally. I was really the problem, holding us back in a lot of ways. But as we all have those journeys and stories, you know, those hard times are really important. And as we got into it, we had the business for about 10 years. And my favorite part was always the marketing. And then kind of second to that was I did 3D, you know, landscape design as well. So very kind of on that creative, artistic side. But man, I loved marketing and things would go well and I was excited about learning it. And then I would have to go shovel rock all day with the landscaping. So kind of after a time, we were able to sell that for a little bit and then kind of opened up the world to us. Now what are we going to do? And after kind of dabbling in a bunch of different things, honestly, on the entrepreneur side, and we kind of finally just settled into, you know what? Let's just go into marketing. It fits my personality really well. It's, you know, it's high energy, it's creative and high emergency. Everything needs done yesterday. And that fits really well with my personality. So that's kind of how we got into marketing itself. My wife, also an English and speech major in college. I was a communications major. So it just really kind of made sense for our education and personalities as well. And so we started just a general industry agency at the time called 6IT Marketing. It's a short for Six Impossible Things. If you're familiar with the book Alice in Wonderland, it's a quote from Alice in Wonderland where the White Queen says, "I've even imagined six impossible things before breakfast." And so we dove in, obviously real creative there, and we helped just kind of everybody. We had local banks, we had public school systems and used car dealerships, so just kind of across the board. Well, in the meantime, personally, with our own kind of health journey, we started just kind of getting a bunch of symptoms coming up. I was in my probably early 30s at the time and gaining weight and getting a bunch of headaches all the time and heartburn all the time and just feeling really old when I actually wasn't. And so that kind of got us down the path of thinking a little bit more deeply about our health and really taking ownership of our health as far as that goes. So it went down this path into more functional, holistic type things with our health and just, okay, what's causing this? What can we do to maybe do some cleansing, be able to just kind of reverse some of these things without just throwing more pills at it? And that's how we got into functional and integrative medicine on that side. And so then all of a sudden it dawned on us, you know what? We love functional medicine in our own health. And it's really, I lost a bunch of weight and got rid of all my headaches and allergies and my childhood asthma went away and awesome. All the wonderful success stories that you hear. And we really wanted to help the mission. And I'm sure you have a lot of practice owners that are in functional or integrative or something related. And we really wanted to just be able to help that mission and be able to change the culture of healthcare in our communities. Now, we're not providers, so we thought, why don't we start a marketing agency that helps really specifically functional integrative practices? And we've started with that. We've been helping a lot of direct primary care and concierge practices as well. So where they're more traditional in their kind of health mindset, but they have an untraditional model. And so they need just really good marketing. And so that's a path of that journey. And so we've had functional medicine marketing for over 5 years now, and we help practices all across the country.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, and with my audience too, is with the Bootstrap MD and with the podcast, we do attract, my background is helping doctors with cash-based medical practices.
Exactly.
And from that, yeah, for that way, most insurance-based practices don't cover functional medicine, don't cover DPC.
Yes.
So right. There are a lot of people in my audience that you are speaking to today. Yeah. I'm always interesting to know, going from a general marketing to more focused, are you still working with those banks, or did it over time, did you just said, I'm just going to hone in on my niche and just establish my expertise here?
Yeah, it's not that we stopped working. We still have some clients that we've had just for years and years with them, and word of mouth, and maybe friends and family, and people hear about us. And it, in some ways, not always, but in some ways, good marketing is effective for kind of across the board, especially when it comes to SEO. The benefit we have of really niching down into functional DPC practices, we really get to understand what it is. And I hear that a lot from clients or potential clients. They say, I had a marketing agency and they just didn't understand what it is that we do. And so kind of had to re-educate them all the time and teach them what functional integrative or direct primary care medicine is. And so we eliminate all that, where we have a really good kind of background and understanding knowledge of what it is they care about and their philosophy of medicine. And so that really saves them a lot of time and us a lot of time as well, where we don't have to keep relearning, especially for SEO, where we have to do a lot of content that's very educational, very valuable. We don't have to relearn a niche every time we get a new client. We can really hone in, and it allows us to really track a lot deeper kind of the keyword patterns across the country and the world as far as what's popular, as far as are people searching thyroid or autoimmune or bloating or perimenopause? What's the hot keywords? So it allows us to stay on top of those for sure.
Now, I've had both hats. I've run a marketing agency several years ago, focusing on reputation management, but I'm also a practice owner myself.
Yeah.
And a lot of my practice owners, they have this love-hate relationship with marketing agencies, as you can imagine. Also, if you're on Instagram, you're bombarded by the, I'm going to get to 150 patients in 30 days. Yeah. You've seen it as well. But a lot of times, clinicians on here are a little bit apprehensive about working with a marketing agency. What are some things that we should be looking for in terms of wanting to do this? Because a lot of my colleagues, I'm just going to do it myself. But it's very overwhelming just to keep up with the marketing, let alone trying to run a practice, seeing patients and doing all the other stuff that you have to do as a business owner.
Yeah. And that's a great question. And I like to summarize all of those ads where they say they'll get you 30 new patients in 30 seconds for 30 cents. I think it was last year I saw a couple that said, if they don't do it, they're going to buy your business from you. And I'm just like, what, for $5? Or like, it was just, in the end, if it sounds too good to be true, it 100% absolutely is. Good marketing is like our health. There's no magic pill. There's not just one pill that's going to get rid of all of your symptoms and heal your body. And I only have to exercise for a month. No, good marketing is holistic. You can't just have one thing that you just lean everything into. And people ask me that all the time. What's the one thing I should be doing? And I tell them there's not one thing. Good marketing is like a puzzle where all of the pieces play an integral role. It's similar to asking, what's the one car part that I really need to have my car running really well? Is it the transmission, or is it the engine, or is it the wheel? It's everything, right? And that really is the important thing. So as you're seeing all of these ads, honestly, if it sounds too good to be true, it 100% is. Some specific things to ask when you're talking to those or any marketing agency company. First of all, are they going to make you build a new website? So many marketing agencies are set up to put handcuffs on you. So, well, you have to sign this 6-month contract or this 1-year contract. I heard of a 3-year contract the other day. Who would sign a 3-year contract with a company that you don't know? You don't know if it's going to work. You don't know how you're going to work with them. So look for somebody that has a minimal contract, or we don't do contracts at all. We just go month to month. And I never claim to be able to solve everybody's problems in a month. It really does take time, but I want to get rid of that so that we can build trust and relationships. So that's one thing for sure. If they make you build a website, or if they make you get locked into something without any kind of proof or building relationship, it's probably just some kind of a template funnel that they shove everybody into and claim that's going to work. And those just don't work anymore.
You spent years learning how to save lives, but no one taught you how to secure your own. When you work one-on-one with a CFP professional financial coach, you get a blueprint tailored for the long game of your complex situation. At My Financial Coach, they help physicians choose the best strategy to optimize your annuities and investments, implement tax-saving strategies, and tackle debt like your student loans or mortgage while refining your path to retirement. Save up for that boat, a child's college or wedding, or even a vacation home. Plan ahead for the impacts of the unexpected. Understand how much life insurance you actually need. Project how getting married, raising children, or taking care of an aging parent affects the progress towards your goals. Advice-only financial planning through a fixed monthly subscription, not commissions, to keep planning unbiased and in your best interest. A financial plan isn't just about your money, it's about your future. So go visit myfinancialcoach.com/bootstrapmd to meet with a financial coach and find out if concierge financial planning is right for you.
And then I'm amazed, and I'll be honest, I'm amazed how many people don't ask for references. So when you talk to an agency, ask for examples, ask for references that you can contact. Now, there's a lot of different services, but if you can get somebody that's close within functional medicine, maybe you lean heavily into longevity, anti-aging, and IV therapy, you should be able to find some references close to what that is and what you can work with. And honestly, if somebody promises you the world instantly, it's just not going to happen. Save your money and just do it yourself, like you said. And so really, those are some really big, important things. The other thing that I would say is a lot of agencies make you use their ad accounts. So if they're going to run Google ads for you, for example, or if they're going to run Meta ads for you, you pay them the ad spend, and then they tell you how much they're putting towards ad spend, but there's not that transparency there. So again, our goal is really to earn some trust back to the marketing world. And we, full transparency, we use our clients' platforms. We use their ad account. We use their Google Analytics, so they can go in and see everything. And we want people to be trained on how to read their own analytics if they want to, and how to work on their website. We built them a website. So it's really this partnering kind of relationship. If it feels like a greasy used car sales, yeah, just save your time for sure.
Yeah. And I've actually worked with some doctors who, unfortunately, they got stuck with ironclad contracts, and they're like, they're continuing to pay for them. And we're just given, and this is a well-known marketing company that's out there in the physician field, basically yes, just using cookie cutter templates. Everyone's getting the same one.
Yeah.
So be careful out there, guys.
Exactly. And speaking to that, this common marketing style where it is these cookie cutter, you think ClickFunnels, or you got a Facebook ad with a lead form that goes to a landing page that is real super salesy, and there's a special discount, like a Groupon kind of thing. And then they nurture you with emails to get there. The problem with the majority of functional, integrative, DPC. We're talking about healthcare. We're not talking about just some kind of life coach program or a new vitamin C, something that's cheap. We're talking high ticket, right? Life-changing health programs and focusing on building that trust and relationship. And you just can't do that in this click here, become a patient. I can get somebody 100 leads and they'll be all bad leads. With that style. Like I can put a lead form ad on Facebook and give you a ton of leads and you call them. And I hear this more and more is I got all these leads. I called them. The majority of them didn't even know they filled out a form. They didn't know they didn't. And if they didn't show up and if they did show up, they were just there for the $49 special. That is not going to bring in those high quality patients, which kind of, you know, segueing into SEO, that's the benefit of SEO. If you can get on that first page of Google. So for those of you out there that don't know, SEO stands for search engine optimization, or optimizing your website for Google and getting Google to put you up on that first page. Rarely do people go to the second, third, 10th page on Google. So that prime real estate is at the top of that first page. The benefit of that is you get in front of people that are already searching. Maybe they typed in direct primary care near me. That is a hot lead, that, or at least a very warm lead that you would love to have a conversation with, versus somebody that's just scrolling through Facebook or Instagram and they're not really searching. It just comes up and like, oh, that's cool. It's much, much higher in the funnel, right? We want to get people where they're more at when they're actually searching, and those turn out to be a lot better patients.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, sometimes those leads, you'll get the leads and then you find out they're in a different state. How much is that can be useful for you? And they were... they ended up driving to LA, or maybe you're in LA and they were, you know, at the airport or something like that. But yeah, yes. Unfortunately, those leads are worthless to you guys. So let's talk about functional medicine. What are some of the things that functional integrative practices that are unique that you've applied in contrast to more conventional mainstream medicine? Are there any things, any challenges or any advantages to that these practices have?
Are you talking in the realm of like marketing or just like interesting services?
In general, let's say the way that you function in SEO versus, let's say, an internist is trying to do SEO. Are there any specific challenges or uniqueness that functional medicine practices have?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of benefits within the benefits of doing SEO and marketing for functional integrative. One, there's a lot less competition than compared to a lot of industries. If you were to compare like a plumbing industry versus functional medicine, the competition is like drastic, right? There's so many plumbers out there just vying for attention and needing work. So there's a lot more noise to try to show up in versus functional medicine. We're actually in this really sweet spot where a lot more people know about functional medicine, but the supply is pretty great ratio compared to the demand. And within those companies, not a lot of them are doing great marketing. A few years ago, you could just hang out your shingle and say, hey, I'm a functional MD, and people just flock to you. It was just easy. Gone are the days where you can just build it and they will come, referencing the old movie. But when you do marketing, there's a lot less competition, so you can stand out easier. The other thing is functional medicine, even compared to DPC, primary care, where direct primary care, you're fighting for a lot of keywords that insurance-based companies are going for as well. You've got family doctors, you've got hospitals, and so that can increase that competition. Versus functional medicine, it really is pretty isolated. So if somebody's searching a functional medicine doctor near me, you're not going to get a hospital to show up. So you're not in competition with that. So there's a lot of benefit to that. The other benefit is SEO is really focused on great content, really valuable, good content. And there's so much, all of these providers listening today, you guys know so much and you have so much value that you can offer people. So there's a lot of great content that you can tap into. People are asking questions. Okay, what supplement should I be taking if I have Lyme disease, or bioidentical hormones compared to regular hormone therapy? There's so much content that you can go after versus, okay, back to plumbers. Writing blogs about plumbers, that you can do it, but it's not great, right? And so there's a lot of valuable content that you can go after with that. The other thing when it comes to functional medicine, if somebody's looking for a provider, they're pretty desperate. They've probably been to their allopathic doctor and their lab work came back normal, or their doctor can't figure out what's going on. And so they're coming to this point where they're pretty desperate. And desperation in marketing, the more desperate, the better. Obviously, we want to be very sensitive and caring for these people. But when it just straight comes to marketing, the more desperate they are, the better. For example, I'll have clients that want to go after like the biohacking group, right? You've got these healthy people that just really want to level up and get better. And they're easy. Like if you get them as a patient, they're really easy to work with because they're disciplined. They already have the lifestyle changes and they don't have anything major horrible going on. And so they're pretty easy to work with. The problem is they're not desperate to afford over 10 to 15 grand on a program that's going to level them up. They already feel pretty good. And so they tend to now go, I'll just go to ChatGPT. I'll get my lab work done by Function Health. And then I'll throw my lab work into ChatGPT and just tell them to look at this like a functional medicine doctor and I want a biomac. What would you recommend? And they're content with that, more with the bro science on Instagram versus somebody that's got a much more chronic autoimmune type disease where they are desperate for somebody to care and to listen that has experience. So there's a lot of benefits to functional medicine and how you do marketing for that as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. We always say in business, right, you want to focus on a business where the problem is keeping them up at night. If they're fatigued, they got headaches, they're having poor relationships with their spouse. Those are the auspices of a great business versus, right? Yeah. Just preventive medicine is often a difficult to business to get into. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about SEO. And maybe you could share a couple strategies that the listener can take home with. If they're new to all this, they got a website, what should they be doing if they wanted to delve into this and get some exposure?
For sure. First of all, talking about websites. There's a lot of websites out there and everybody asks, what's the best one? The best one, if you're at a point where you can decide you're about to build a website, I highly recommend building it on WordPress with a builder called Elementor. But whatever website you have, it would be better to work on that site rather than thinking just rebuilding it on WordPress is going to solve all your problems. So if you're at a point in your journey, maybe you have a website and it's maybe 3 to 5 years old and you're like, man, we really need a new website. Okay, now's the time to move over if you're not already and go onto WordPress with Elementor. The reason being is there's a lot more marketing, especially SEO capabilities that you can do with a WordPress site. And we like Elementor as the builder. There's a lot of builders. There's Divi, there's Beaver Builder. There's so many builders, but really Elementor or Divi are really the best as far as that goes. So if you're at a point to make a decision and you need a new website, I highly recommend that. You can still make edits on the front end. So you don't have to know how to do coding or anything like that. So really in the end, that's going to be your best move. You can easily own that site. You can easily pass that, give access to different marketing agencies at different times. Important thing, make sure you own it. The next thing about SEO is there's three perks to a good SEO program. And the hard thing about SEO is it can be really ambiguous. You have an agency that says, we're doing SEO. We tacked that on for 200 extra bucks a month. We're already doing we're doing your Google ads. We're doing your social media. We'll just throw a little SEO on there. The problem is rarely does that SEO make much of a difference. So you need a good comprehensive SEO program. And I'm going to tell you, so there's three categories to that, three kind of types of tasks. So there's technical SEO, there's SEO content, and then there's local SEO. So the technical, that's going to be in the backend code of your website, making sure the website functions really well, loads very quickly on people's phones. It changes size on people's phones and their tablets and their desktop, right? It's mobile responsiveness. So Google wants to put the best functioning website in front of somebody. So if you're just starting out, you don't have money to hire somebody, but you want to make sure you're tapping into some SEO for technical SEO, go in and hit all the buttons. And make sure all the buttons work. If they're linking to a page, it should go to that page. If you've got a form on your website, it should work. And fill out the form, test it out. So make sure everything is functioning really well. And then some more back-end technical things are going to be like meta descriptions and title tags and schema markup and all of those things that can get technical. But in the end, if you're just on your own, make sure the website functions really well. If you have videos on there that are slowing it down, highly recommend just putting photos on there so it doesn't slow it down. Videos are great. And normally what we do, like with a WordPress site, we're going to do a video on YouTube and then embed it into the website so it doesn't slow down the site. So just some basic things to make sure that it's running really well. And then obviously there's 30 plus different technical things that we do with our SEO program. A lot of those kind of happen up front, but there's also plenty of them that need regular maintenance. Something to keep in mind, SEO, Google's not looking for a perfect site. Google's looking for an improving site. So that's why the best SEO program is going to be a monthly ongoing program. Rather than, what if I just paid you a bunch of money once to fix the site and get it all ready? It's all done. That's not how it works. You'll get beat out by your competition, and Google likes to see you in there regularly working on the site. And then the next thing with SEO is going to be SEO content. And this is something that everybody should do, even if you have an agency, but you should be writing specific blogs, value-focused blogs based on questions that people are asking you every day. This not only can help your SEO, but it can also save you some time from having to answer the same question over and over. So you know what people are asking. And generally, if you follow those trends, probably what they're going to be searching the most on Google. So write good content. Don't just throw it into ChatGPT and copy and paste it onto your website. You need something that's going to stand out. With the influx of all of this AI content, Google is leaning heavier and heavier into prioritizing good content. Because, okay, now everybody, almost everybody's got this a base level of content where people didn't before. Now everybody's got this. So you need to be the cream of the crop, right? You need to rise up. And when you write content, refer to your experiences, refer to your patients. Hey, I had somebody come in and their lab work looked like this. And you don't have to mention any names, but Google loves to see those kind of personal, anecdotal, authoritative stories in your content. So that's something you can absolutely lean into. It's not that you can't use ChatGPT as a research tool, but never rely on it and expect to make much of a difference if you're just copying and pasting AI content. Google will always prioritize the best content, and chat is just leveling up the normative content. So you need to stand out. So that's absolutely something that everybody should be doing on that side. Now, when we do it, we go in and actually search and see, okay, what keywords are people using in our client's actual city? Within that, are they using the term functional medicine more? Are they using the term naturopathic or holistic or alternative or integrative, you know? And so we want to see, and we can see, okay, what keyword, the big keyword that people are using most. And then within the services, we can see, okay, here's questions that people are asking about weight loss. People are starting to wonder if, you know what, all of these weight loss drugs, are there's going to be side effects to these? Like, how do I get off of these and not gain all that weight? We're starting to see that kind of just that awareness after the explosion of just this miracle Ozempic or semaglutide or whatever it is. And so with that, people are starting to ask questions. And so get out there and write that content and get that up on your site. And then the third thing is local SEO. That's going to take place on your Google listing primarily. So a lot of people think, hey, I have a Google listing. Now I just let it sit there. Not at all. So there's three things that you should absolutely be doing regularly on your Google listing.
Yeah.
Google Business Profile. It used to be Google Maps listing or whatever you want to call it, Google Maps. So it's that, the business listing that's got your hours and your address, if you have an address or your service area. And so three things that you can do on that to optimize regularly for SEO. Respond to all your reviews, even bad ones. Google wants to see you using the platform. If Google sees 100 businesses and looks and sees only three of them are using the Google Business Profile like on a regular basis, that is going to set you apart. So respond to all your reviews, even bad ones. And with those bad ones, don't argue. There's just crazy people in the world. Don't freak out about getting a bad review. It's an opportunity for you to show that you're trustworthy, that you're personable, and that you're professional. So just say, hey, thank you, Mr. Smith, for your review. Our goal is to provide the best care for our patients possible, and your review helps us do that. Please contact us, and we'd love to chat further about that and give them a place that they can contact. It's rarely about that person just because there's crazy people. But what about all the other people that are saying, wow, that business, that doctor was kind, even though this person was lambasting them online. So responding to all your reviews, even your bad ones, helps your SEO. The next thing is you can ask and answer your own questions. If you've ever seen on a Google business profile, you've seen somebody ask a question and then the owner answered, you don't have to wait for somebody to ask. Just go in there, ask a question, a frequently asked question that you get every day, and then answer it. It doesn't have to be clever. In fact, don't be clever. Just be super clear. Hey, do you offer this service? Yeah, we offer this service, and here's what it looks like. And hey, what is functional medicine? Well, functional medicine, we focus on getting to the root cause. It just walking through those, regularly posting some questions, and then going ahead and answering them. Excellent for your SEO. And really the secret sauce for that Google business profile are updates. They look like a Facebook post, but they're just, if you scroll down, rarely do people even know they exist, but Google loves them. And that is a great way to talk about your individual services or conditions that you treat. Now, when you write paragraph, just keep it super simple. You don't have to dance. There's no TikTok videos. You're just going to say, hey, here's what functional medicine is. Or, hey, are you struggling? Did your lab work come back normal? Something's wrong, right? You're not sleeping well. You're gaining weight. And you're a 42-year-old woman. It could be perimenopause. And so just giving that real basic, clear information, pick one service or one condition, write a paragraph or two, and then link it to different parts of your website with those little call to action. And then you can add a photo. Specifically, if you can take a photo in your office, doesn't have to be super professional, but when you take it in your office with your phone, it's going to geotag that photo, which means it's stamped with the latitude and longitude of your office location, or maybe you're downtown or wherever it is that you're trying to target. You can do that manually. For example, let's say you're in Orlando, Florida, and you've got a clinic, you go on vacation, somebody takes your photo, you're on a Maui beach, and you finally have a photo that you like of yourself, and you want to use it in your marketing, which you absolutely should. The problem is when Google crawls through the code, even on your Google listing or on your website, it's going to see where that was taken. And so we're sending a slightly conflicting signal of where you help people because the latitude and longitude of the Maui beach is on there instead of Orlando, Florida. So you can take that photo, and there's lots of platforms you can do this for free online and just geotag it, and you're going to restamp that latitude and longitude. So just some real practical things that you can do. And I know we just gushed forth on that, lots of note taking, hopefully. But I do a free video for anybody that wants it. It's not a sales video. All you got to do is give me your name, email, and your website, and I will do that evaluation. I'm going to look at some technical things. I'm going to look at content and your Google listing and kind of show you some specifics on that. And that's just a free service we offer. That's a great conversation starter for us, but I don't get super pushy in sales at all either.
Oh, that's very generous. And I like what you're saying too, in this world of ChatGPT. ChatGPT is just basically any content that's already out there. So the more that you can differentiate, the more that you can be specific. And that can be very true for local SEO. Let's say you're in Arizona and you're going to go after Lyme disease, but Lyme disease is a Northeast United States condition. Valley fever, right, is a fungal infection in Arizona. Focus on that. That's going to make more locals. So the way that more that you're aware of these kinds of things, the more that you're going to stand out.
And again, it's not rocket science. The people that are coming to you, what people are struggling with in your city. And like you said, I've never seen a tick in Colorado. They say there are ticks in Colorado. I've never seen it. You know, I grew up here, I've lived here. I'm fifth generation Colorado native, never seen a tick, probably a lot less Lyme, but we've got our own things. And so speaking to that, and you don't have to be super clever, just say, hey, I've never seen a tick in Colorado. So maybe you're not struggling with Lyme, but here in Colorado, altitude sickness or a myriad of different things that you could talk about for sure. That's a great point.
So let's speak about AI and search engine optimization and how's that impacted in terms of what practices do now.
Yeah. And back to, we talked about a comprehensive SEO program. So for those agencies or clients that are just doing the bare minimum, checking the box of SEO, AI is going to make you obsolete, because not only is Google trying to prioritize the best businesses, but now we have AI that's also prioritizing the best businesses, right? So one of the best ways to stand out on AI is nothing special. It's still those three categories of having technical content and local SEO. Because again, what is ChatGPT looking for when you say, hey, I want to find a functional medicine doctor near me? It taps into very heavily into Google. Very heavily into Google. So if you have a good comprehensive program, that's going to really set you apart a lot. Now, there are some specific AI things that you can do. There's an AI.txt file that you can put in your schema. Also staying up to date with some Google updates, because Google's leaning heavier into SERP features, which are like, if you Google something, you'll see that snippet up at the top. Before you see any actual websites or listings, you'll see like an AI overview, or people also ask. Google knows that people are looking for these quick responses. And so it's leaning very heavily into that on their platform. And those SERP feature rankings are really important to go after as well. There are some more advanced kind of technical things that you can do. But in the end, content, just high quality content is king. And then learning how to do some of those technical optimizations as well. For sure.
Andrew, this has been a tremendous lot of stuff on here. We did nerd out a bit, but great stuff. And really one thing on there, you can't do this by yourself, guys. You need to hire an expert to actually go through. I'm sure you update yourself regularly on search engine optimization. Seems like every month or every week, something new is changing right in your field.
Always, yes. Yeah, it's never ending. Yeah. And it's fun. I love it. Like you said, we get to nerd out a little bit. My goal is that I can help doctors nerd out on the things that they love to nerd out on. And I'll just nerd out over here on and handle the SEO and the marketing.
Awesome. Again, where can they go in to find out? Again, you've generously provided a free evaluation. Also, you have a book that you wrote, Digital Marketing and SEO for Functional Medicine Practices. Where can they go get that?
You can get that on Amazon for sure. Also, if you go to our website and you do just a little bit of digging, you can get a free copy, an ebook copy free of our book on there. So love for you to do that. Best way is to go to our website, functionalmedmarketing.com. So functionalmedmarketing.com. I've got different ways you can contact me. I even have my cell number on there. You can text me anytime if you want. We've got a form if you want that free website evaluation. Again, I just need your website and a contact email so I can send that video to you. And those are all personalized. And I just do that as really just out of gratitude for the industry, because it's changed my life so much and it is so valuable. Our mission is to help you help more people, simply put, by getting your online marketing right. We love it and would love to chat with you as well. So functionalmedmarketing.com.
Andrew Newland, thank you so much for joining us. Andrew from Functional Medicine Marketing. Go check out his website and get his book. And yeah. What's the one thing that they can do right now, a practice can do right now, that might move the needle for them?
I think I would go back to writing good content. Or I also say, don't put all your eggs in the digital marketing basket. You don't want to just put ads out there and do SEO and sit and wait. Get out in the community and have lots of conversations. Sponsor an event, get a table, talk, go to a gym and have a talk about health and nutrition, and just getting in the community, getting that face time is invaluable. And so the other thing would be, again, write great content, valuable content for people, and get it on your website.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much for joining. I learned a lot. I'm sure our audience did too. Go check out his site, and thank you again for listening. As an entrepreneur, you can have your ups and downs, do a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.